The rest of the story. July 25, 1916. Working on the murky floor of Lake Erie in a tunnel leading from water intake to an onshore filtration plant, 11 workers were trapped. A rescue crew went down and was promptly overcome by gas. A second rescue crew went down and was promptly overcome by gas. And that's when somebody remembered Garrett Morgan of Cleveland. He had developed and patented a breathing device for coal miners. It was a device which you strapped over your face, enabling you to breathe only through a charcoal filter. When Mr. Morgan was contacted, he hastened to the scene personally. He placed over his own face this breathing device of his, which theretofore was utterly untested under such underwater circumstances. Anyway, he went down into the tunnel himself once, then again, and again and again, until he had retrieved the only two survivors and the bodies of the others. The breathing device of Garrett Morgan had dramatically demonstrated a practical application. Now it's 7 years later, 1923. Mr. Morgan was witness to a traffic accident between a car and a horse-drawn carriage. It was a serious accident. He was certain the tragic occurrence could have been prevented, so starting that day, he redirected his tinkering, and he came up with yet another invention. So the next time you safely negotiate a busy intersection, you may owe your life to Garrett Morgan for that three-light traffic signal, which facilitates our traffic, was his invention. During the Persian Gulf War, we've no way to know how many owe their lives to his breathing device, the identical charcoal filter accessory, which we now call a gas mask. And yet, if this recognition of his life-saving accomplishments is long overdue, it's all the more important for you to know the rest of the story. You see, when Garrett Morgan first toured the nation to promote his newly invented gas mask, the audiences before whom he demonstrated his device were to varying degrees surprised to behold an American Indian. "This is your contraption?" he was asked sometimes. Depending on the location, Garrett Morgan would say either yes or he would say no. It was invented by a white man. Sometimes he said it was invented by a white man who employed him to demonstrate it. Well, now it may and must be told. Behind the necessary deception was yet another deception, even more imperative than the first. For not only was inventor Garrett Morgan not employed by some white man, he was not a Native American either. He merely represented himself as an American Indian. Now, your history books will confirm that Garrett Morgan eventually sold the world on his gas mask idea, and he did it by personally risking his own life to prove its effectiveness. But now you have learned the other reason for its acceptance, Garrett Morgan's secret. For at that time in our nation's history, he had to tell his audiences that he was an American Indian, because many or most people could not bring themselves to do business with a black man, not even to save their lives. Now you know the rest of the story.